You know, yep. I think I remember hearing about that.
Mm-hmm. I tweeted about it.
Yes, yeah, I do follow any Twitter, so that must have been.
Yeah, a week ago, a leak on my setup, right above my setup, right on my keyboard. Luckily, my mic and my everything else was okay, but and my PC is actually underneath, like the desk, so we were good there.
RIP keyboard.
Yeah, I go through keyboards. I always spill water or something on them. It's kind of a joke at this point.
This talk brought to you by Starbucks.
Oh. Yes. Rum and Coke, wine, and Starbucks.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 69 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your host, as always, are Sin and Kingsley back tonight. How you doing, Sin?
I'm well. Kingsley's back.
Kingsley's back. Dez isn't here this week, so we just have a rotating group. A
rotating arsenal.
Uh-huh.
It was definitely weird if you got to listen to the whole episode. Not having you there, because then I had to do a lot more. I don't like it. That means I can't actually game while we're podcasting.
I know, right? So you're saying that I have to keep the conversation going?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I do a lot of other stuff.
Sin, just leave it at that. Job. Introduce our lovely guest this week.
yes, we got a content creator, streamer, Twitch streamer, who's been around the community. She was a guest on our episode, I believe 14, if I remember correctly. She was recently partnered at that time, but excellent person and community member, Lock and Load Live. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you? It's an honor Magical. To be on the show for the 69th episode.
Yes, thank you so much. We are so happy to have you back. We've had you before on the episode. We're honored to have you back. Honored to have you back for episode 69. And man, it's just, you're a good person to have on the show. We're so happy to have you back.
So I hopped in. She helped me with a Scourge run. She was running Scourge runs that night. And she was asking how the podcast was going, and I was telling her which episode it was, and she was like, yep, I'm there.
Nice.
I was like, all right.
Inner child in me.
There is nothing wrong with that. We all do that every now and again.
Yeah. Man, so what's new since the last time? I mean, I think I saw something on Twitter. I mean, tell us about your partnership with GamerSups.
Oh, yes.
That's
recent.
I just recently got partnered with them. I love GamerSups. Honestly, I don't know if you've had G Fuel before, but I was looking for something else because G Fuel kind of has like a chalky kind of taste to it. It's very chalky. Like you feel like there's like residue at the bottom of it, and I was really needing something to, of course, keep myself kind of awake and full of energy while I was streaming. And I tried GamerSups and I was hooked. I was 100% hooked. It tastes good. It makes me feel good. And I don't crash.
Oh, that's good.
Zero everything across the board, sugar, calories, carbs, everything. So it's pretty amazing. You just mix it with your water and you're good to go.
Okay.
I've had some GamerSups in the past.
But I'm curious. Yeah.
Yeah. GamerSups? You have had them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I had them and then I haven't used them in quite some time. And I went to take them to work with like work the other day. And I guess I had left them out in around something that was a little wet. And yeah, the inside was not so appealing. So I had to toss them, but I do have to order some more.
That's unfortunate.
But live. With, yes,
yes,
here I'm with say. Code live.
Obviously, you get 20% off your order. And I will do that myself because, you know, I like trying new new products. And I did a bunch of the coffee, the King's Coast, but now I'm going to try some of this Gamer Sups going.
Oh,
so
yeah. I haven't had that before. I haven't not had the King's Coast.
Yeah, before. I haven't had it either.
Is it just coffee? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, but they source unique blends, good quality blends from single source origin stuff, and they have some good flavors. You know, I don't have to go into all right now, but, you know, just the typical if you want certain types of roasts of bags, or they even have, like, cold brew cans that you can have shipped. But
I feel like with coffee, I would crash a little bit while I was streaming.
Yeah, coffee. You know, you kind of – it's coffee. It's, yeah. It's not going to be anything different, but coffee is good, but sometimes you kind of get bored of the flavor, even if it's just some – quote unique blend. So I kind of go back and forth between coffee, between energy drinks. So that's why I'm excited to kind of try this out.
Oh yeah, it's pretty tasty, and you'll feel the energy. That's for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's new, and you're still obviously streaming and going at it. I mean, tell us. I try to remember when. Okay, so that was the date was.
It was almost a year ago. It was
kind of around Crown when Crown came out.
Yes.
We were talking to
Crown of Sorrow.
Right?
Yes, we were talking about that. We were talking about why do we even eat Titans. That was the episode. That was the title of the guest.
You know what's funny? A year later, I main Titan for PvP now. I deleted my Titan in January. Because I was like, I hate Titan so much. And it was kind of like a joke on my stream. And I just rage deleted it. Like, I had enough of it. And I rage deleted my Titan. And then they announced that Trials was coming back. And I was like, well, I guess I should have three characters for this. And then for some reason, I just never didn't even have it. Like, never had it unlocked. Never even tried Middle Tree Striker. Like, the Thundercrash Titan.
Yeah,
Superman.
Your superhero. Yeah, like, I never tried that. And I was hooked once I finally tried that because I just didn't want to go anywhere near my Titan. I didn't want to try new things. I didn't even want to be on my Titan. And Thundercrash Titan is kind of fun. It's very, very fun. So now I'm a PvP Titan main, as I like to say. Sometimes PvE. I have videos of me Thundercrashing raid bosses.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say, well, like the obvious idea is the bubbles now with it much more useful in raids, but Thundercrash, that's pretty cool.
No, I like to have fun.
Yeah.
If I'm going to optimize, I'll just throw on my Warlock. Well, now we have Oppressive Darkness too. So
there's that.
We have that back.
Oh, it is a good time. Yep. Yeah. With Oppressive Darkness.
But yeah, I guess I've been doing a lot. I am a full-time streamer now, kind of my gig.
That is awesome.
It wasn't a year ago. But ever since around Christmas time, this has been kind of a full-time thing for me. And I've never been happier.
Oh, no, nice. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you that that's working out well. You're enjoying it.
And you got right, everyone guys that are on the opposite end of that spectrum. We work all the time.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Kingsley probably likes what he does. I hate my job. I work too much.
I was working from home and because I worked at an office and it just I worked at an office in Pennsylvania and then I talked them into letting me work from home because it was a 45-minute drive, you know, every day. And then when I did that, I moved to Florida and then I realized, you know, streaming is a little more successful than this 9-to-5 engineering job. I was an engineering tech for an oil and gas consulting company. That was kind of my gig. And I thought, you know what? I love this a lot more and it seems to be more successful for me. So I might just do this for a little while and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So far, it's been pretty great.
And still enjoying Florida?
It's a summer. Ask me in October.
Yeah, the weather, but I mean.
Yes, I do love Florida, although it is kind of, Florida's on lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely hear things about Florida.
Oh, boy. You know, very interesting people in here. Oh, boy. But
I just feel like it's a cool place. Like, I want to visit the Keys. I kind of want to go all over Miami, stuff like that, you know.
Keys are amazing. I haven't been to the big, I mean, I've been to Orlando, of course, but I haven't really been to a lot of the other cities yet. Not Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the Keys. I do love the Keys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing some diving this fall.
Oh, wow.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm a dive master. I got my my regular certification and then my dive master certification. And now I'm going to go back for cave diving.
Wow, that's awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I would be too paranoid doing that.
Cave diving is one of the more dangerous ones. If you see people having freak accidents from diving, cave diving is probably the most dangerous of them all. But I'll have an instructor; it'll be okay. And I'm pretty good at diving.
Nice,
yeah. Some common sense will get you a long way.
Mm-hmm. But enough about me. The game.
Well,
you're doing a lot of the game too.
Yes, I know. I just want to ask really quick, too, and obviously we'll talk a lot of game, everything's going on. How have people been in the stream lately? You know, some people have been getting more stress, more flack than others. Is your community pretty good? Have you had some people you had to, like, block here and there? You know, we don't have to go into everything that's been going on, but I hope your community is good, everything like that.
Oh, I love talking about this. So you are good. Honestly, I went through a phase for, like, a few months where I was dreading, you know, kind of going live because I felt like almost every stream I had some sort of trolls, some sort of people harassing me, you know. Actually, I had a freak case where people doxed me and, like, were posting my full name and address in my chat and were threatened. Like, they found a picture of my family, were threatening my family and all of this, and it was pretty terrifying. So that happened a few months back, and I kind of just stopped going live as much, was paranoid, just wasn't as happy. And then ever since this kind of movement has come out where women have come forward and, you know, told their stories of harassment or sexual harassment, I feel like it's been a lot better. Of course, a lot of the toxic people have gotten kicked out of the community, deleted their accounts, or kind of left. And it's been a lot better because I feel like people are less inclined to harass female streamers now, because especially the bigger names, because they know now,
yeah,
they're going to get in trouble for it. They're going to get called out. And it's pretty great having a community that stands behind you. Of course, like, I would have people in chat sticking up for me, but it's just not the same, especially when it's like a bigger name streamer or like a group of people from a certain PvP crowd coming into my chat all at once, you know? And
yeah.
Now it seems like more than ever, especially Bungie's on board with, like, sticking up for women and, of course, Black Lives, just like everything that's been happening is pretty great for the community, not just me, but, you know, everyone that's been suffering from harassment and cyberbullying.
Well, I agree, and that's good to hear. It's I wasn't expecting by any means, like, everything's like, oh, all fixed and all better, but mm-hmm. It is good to hear from someone that you're saying at least it is better, it's on the upswing at least, and that's the most we can hope for right now, right? And then hopefully more education, everyone just treating everyone that house, we should be treating everyone nicely, and then hopefully get even better.
Yeah, treat everybody with respect is really the big thing. And you mentioned that you think that some of these people, like trolls and harassers, have deleted their accounts.
Well, some of them were involved with the BSK scandal. I'm sure you heard about that. Yeah. So a lot of people that have gotten called out for a lot of terrible things that they've done have kind of gone off. I know a few that have deleted their Twitter accounts and their Twitch accounts and everything like that. So for at least for now, they seem to kind of be going back under the bridge that they came from.
Keep the trolls there.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they stay there, or if they come back, they realize that
it's not okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's really not okay. I mean, people have feelings behind screens, you know? Like, we all, I mean, I'm by no means imperfect, and I always hated the get thicker skin mentality, you know? Because the way that I see it is, if I go to my job and there are people there harassing me, you know, I can tell HR or get someone else, like a higher up involved, or, you know, ask, pretty much kick them out of the store, something like that. But I mean, with this, it's difficult, you know, there are people behind screens, and a lot of them are younger, they're not very mature. And I just don't think that they understand kind of, you know, that words can really harm people.
Right.
You know? And I'm not the biggest on get thicker skin, because not everyone can have thicker skin. And a lot of people use gaming and this community as a way to escape from, you know, anything in real life that's going on. And they come to a community that's full of toxicity. How's it going to help them, you know?
Yeah. And
that's what Bungie's all about, is promoting positivity through gaming. And that's one thing I do love about that company.
The thicker skin mentality is just not gaming. That's been like a big thing in the car business too. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, just have thicker skin. And when I first got in the car business many years ago, you used to have managers all the time, you know, will cuss at you, you know, berate you right in the middle of the showroom. Mm-hmm. Now, not as much, but you still got some of those old school personalities still in the car business, and that they still have that toxic behavior.
Right. Like, that's going to help you perform better, right?
Right. And the first time you go to get upset about something, what I like about my current place is the first time you go to get upset about something, it's like, oh, well, you can't do that. You can't voice your concerns.
Right.
If you do, just voice it to me. But on the same token, you have the same person telling you that, voice, like, cussing, I wouldn't say cussing, but, you know, saying nasty things about other people in the middle of the showroom and getting loud in the middle of the showroom. And it's like, okay, you don't want me to do it, but you're my boss and you're going to go and do the same thing. Yeah. Okay.
In the middle of the showroom too. I'm sure that's great for customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great.
Oh boy.
Well, I was watching your stream the other day, and you were doing, the night I was watching Anarchy Helps. You were running that over and over. How was that? Did you get a lot of people? I wasn't in the whole time, but did you get a lot of people there? Anarchy?
I did those helps a few times this past week.
Yeah.
We were actually laughing because one night I got 9 anarchies within like an hour.
That's intense.
And then the people that I was helping, they were getting very upset. They were like, wow. Okay, and I'm like, the same guy's with me for like the past 5 attempts, and he hasn't gotten one drop. But I've been, they went pretty well. I don't even know how many times I cleared it the past week. Probably close to like 75-ish times. And I probably got about 25 people their anarchies, I'd say. Yeah, probably about
that. That's so nice of you. I know everyone's excited to raid right now, especially with Moments of Triumph going on.
Yes.
I mean, we're always big raiders over here, but I was looking at Charlemagne, and they said raiding is going through the roof right now. It's like breaking all records.
I mean, they should. I personally think that they should have had this, I mean, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, refarmable loot. That's the way to do it. Because once you do your raid 3 times a week, it's just kind of, or, I mean, I actually hadn't raided in a really long time, probably like in a month at least. I just had no reason to, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I kind of have that love for Sherpa-ing, quote unquote, you know, teaching raids, helping people. It's coming back, because now you can just kind of farm the boss with the people from your chat who need the exotics that maybe have never even cleared the raid before. And you can teach them and just keep doing it over and over and over again, rather than doing the whole raid, taking an hour to do a raid and doing it 2 more times, you know? So this is great. I really enjoy this. I was wanting Terabah helps a little bit too, but not as many people want Terabah because, you know, it's anarchy is great for everything. For PvP.
I mean, I want Terabah just because I don't have it yet.
Exactly.
Just as a collector, but
the fun thing is I prefer doing Crown helps.
Oh yeah, it's a fun raid.
I think the Crown boss is a lot more fun, but Insarch
yes.
is fun.
Yes, I agree.
It's my least favorite raid.
Oh, me too.
Maybe it's because Scourge I don't have all favorite. In armaments. Yeah, but
Scourge.
Yeah,
I feel like Scourge. The boss encounter is the arena is more like sloppy. You know, even if you try to take down the boss in the perfect spot, it's still you got to get everything set up. It's kind of more of a sloppy setup. But like in Crown of Sorrow, it's such a neat, contained arena. It just works well when everyone's on.
I think I realize why I dislike it as much, because when you're trying to do raid helps and you're trying to teach people where to stand for DPS, it's kind of more you have to depend on everyone. Mm-hmm. For DPS. So if someone's standing on you, like if you're parallel and someone's got angular, you know, the buff, and they're standing right next to you and they don't know what's going on, then you're both gonna die.
Yeah. You know?
So I feel like maybe that's why it's kind of difficult, because people still don't understand like the DPS part of it, I guess, like where to stand for cap or ACP, however you do damage. But I think it's definitely, it's more difficult for people that don't understand what's going on to do DPS. Whereas like most raid bosses, you just stand on a plate or stand in a well and spam grenade launcher
yeah.
or shotgun or something like that.
Very true. It's like the other raids. People might mess up getting up to the DPS phase, but once you're there, it's kind of like it generally works. But yeah, with Crown or sorry, with Scourge, the DPS phase can get totally messed up also.
Yeah.
yeah, I agree. But, and I thought Spire was my least favorite just because I didn't have a lot of experience with it, but I ran it again recently once, and I'm like, you know what? Scourge might now be my least favorite, believe it or not.
I actually like Spire. That was my first raid that I Sherpa'd, and then I did right a bunch on. Of Sherpas for, because it was around the time that I started raiding, was when that raid was relatively new. And, yeah, I think that's why I enjoy it. And once you understand what's going on, and you get like people, you teach it and you get people to understand what's going on, it's pretty fun. At least the last part is, the boss part is. I think it is.
Well, we're finally getting people interested in it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement in that last encounter for Spire. It reminds me of being, you got to be synchronized just like Crown. Because everybody has their jobs, and you have to sometimes alternate based on who has the buff. So it's definitely a very interesting boss fight.
Yeah, you definitely have to teach. You just can't sit there and do all the work. You definitely have to teach people the mechanics, which is, right. which is fun. I think it's fun, but that's why you have to have the two people that know what they're doing be the floaters. You know,
yep.
right?
Take control.
Yep, as opposed to Eater, where it's so easy, you can have 3, 4, 5 people that don't know what they're doing, you know.
Exactly. Oh, that's another thing that happened since we last talked. That reminded me. I got my solo Argos.
Yeah, I do remember that, and I think I think that was after our episode.
Yeah,
and you were working on all that. So congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
Thanks. It took me a while to get that done.
Yeah, that had to have been tough.
A lot of fun, though. It was fun. Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough because it's kind of RNG on your side for that one. But it's a fun solo. I don't even know. I think it is doable still, but I'm not touching it. Not again. I got my solo. I'm good.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you think?
That solo Argos, is that a Triumph in game, or was that a Raid Report Triumph?
Oh no. All of my challenges I do are just, I guess it's Raid Report. You know, I don't really do it to flex my Raid Report. This is what we call it, flexing our Raid Report. I just do it too because I don't know, I like to challenge myself pretty much. I like
and it keeps the game interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people like watching stuff like that. You know. And I've gotten a lot of DMs of people saying that I inspire them to do low man challenges.
Nice.
Inspired them to get their solos and stuff like that. So it's always great getting DMs like that of people's accomplishments. But yeah, it's kind of just for myself and for content.
Good.
Yeah, because weren't you also kind of waiting to just do the prophecy just solo on your own the first time?
Yeah, the blind. I did get that blind one. Yeah, the blind solo prophecy. And I had to like mute prophecy and dungeon on my Twitter for like the longest time.
Oh boy.
I got it done, I think. Because I was waiting until my light was high enough because I was not going to do it with red bars. So I was getting my light up before I really actually attempted it. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I love doing stuff like that, like trying to figure mechanics out myself. That's kind of what I did for Pit as well. It takes a while, but it's definitely, it's a lot of fun. Did you see the video of that
I
solo?
Didn't yet. I just was kind of following you on Twitter and some stuff. And
oh boy,
I'll check it out.
I had managed to stick the boss Kaleko with Anarchy, and I had Anarchy and Mountaintop, right? And she had a sliver. I guess Kel is a girl. I don't know. I think so. She had a sliver of health, and I fell off the map.
Oh.
And my face, I was like, no, no. And then the Anarchy killed her.
Yes.
So like, I got like the 0 seconds and like the death symbol, right? And I was like, oh God, no. And then it said completed. The Anarchy managed to kill her before like the 3 seconds counted down.
Oh my gosh, that's epic. Yeah. I'm gonna check that out.
Oh yeah. it was pretty. I was gonna submit that for movie of the week, but I never got around to it. But I mean, it got a lot of likes on Twitter. A lot of people were like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened.
Right.
And the best part is just my face, where it goes from pure like sadness and shock to joy. Oh boy.
I'll nice. Congrats on that, by the way. That's awesome. Those clutch moments make the game too.
Oh yes. And of course that would be my first clear that I ever get. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome. This dungeon also went in blind for the most part, except for one person did sneak into an audio chat once. They're like, be sure to use Anarchy at the boss. You'll thank me later. Well. So that was like a spoiler. But other than that, we with the group I went in with, we did the rest of it blind. We learned all the encounters. So it is a nice feeling to finally, I hadn't done something 100% blind for a while. The raids I was mean to, but by the time we're like, okay, we're getting a little frustrated. Let's look up some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the raids I've been going for like day one clears, so those are always fun too. So technically they are all blind. Unless you're like, I'll look over a GLaDOS stream and see what they did for this part.
Are you excited for Vault of Glass coming back?
So you guys know I didn't play D1, right?
We talked right.
Sorry, I forgot that.
I did all of the raids, but I like I said, I don't remember them.
Later. Yeah, so you don't have much
together. We were going to do the raids together, but all I do remember is I think Vault was the first ones I did, so kind of it was fresh in my mind. Once we got like after Vault into like Wrath and the others, they kind of all meshed together because it's like,
again, I mean,
like,
if there's
all of the raids, like learning them all back to back to back to back, so they kind of all meshed together near the end. But Vault of Glass was my favorite. I do know that. I remember the boss part at least. It's the Vex one, and I remember really enjoying that. So I am excited for D1 raids to come to PC. I'm very excited for that because that's the main thing that's kind of been the reason why I haven't really hopped back on console to do them again is because you get spoiled on PC.
Yeah, for sure. The Destiny content vault is going to be nice, especially for PC players.
Oh yes, so I'm pretty excited about that to kind of experience it all over again because I really don't remember a lot of it.
But it still might be worth it for all of us to hop in one more time if we want, because even though it's coming back, who knows? It might be a lot harder with the champions and all this crap. Mm-hmm. So it might be kind of fun to just kind of
run it back and try to figure out what's going on.
Anyway, I like running the D1 raids every once in a while when there's some downtime, which, speaking of, it was announced this week that we have a new release date. It got pushed back to what, November 10th?
November 2 months.
Almost three.
Three.
Yeah. It's, yeah. What was it? But anyway, so it was September to November. And how do we feel about that? I mean, I'm not too concerned, but there will be some extra time where we're having to wait. So what are we going to do? What are our thoughts on all this?
So from a streamer's standpoint, it's going to be kind of a little dry unless they bring out other content. Of course, refarming the raids is awesome, but I mean, that's going to get dry probably pretty soon, within a month at least. That's the one thing about the Destiny community, right? It's just nothing's ever enough. I want more. I feel like that's how I am. I always want more, but I mean, I would much rather them release the new year, you know. I'd much rather them release it with everything working as intended, you know.
Yeah,
I would much rather that happen, because of course I'm sure you guys remember when Shadowkeep got released, and I spent, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I spent at least 6 hours, I feel like, most of the day in hold on screen or whatever it was.
it was
bad. I mean, if you looked at streams across the board, everyone was like, your line in queue is 13,134. Oh boy. Oh, so sorry, that's my dog.
Well, hello, dog.
Yeah, I'm very excited to I'm very excited that they're doing this, you know. And of course, with COVID, not everyone's been at the you know, the studio. So I mean, I was expecting something like this. And
the community seemed fine with it. We haven't, I mean, of course, I haven't checked the innards of Reddit to see if some people were upset there, but otherwise.
If there wasn't a pandemic, I could see people getting upset, you know, but mm-hmm. I think if you're a human being and you know what's going on with the world, and you know what's going on with the world, then I think it would be a little understandable.
So true.
Yeah. If you're a good human being, I guess, then you have to live under a rock.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, at this point, most people should know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of games. That's happened to a lot of games this year. It's just kind of what's expected. But I'm hoping, I don't know, I'm hoping that we have something in between now and then, just a little something that can maybe they'll do another, like, some more community events, you know, like do I kind of enjoyed the community events where we're forced to like farm.
I hope so too. They said there's gonna be an increased redacted. So whatever
that means.
Yeah. And what's interesting too is we're also getting Festival of the Lost. Now this is really interesting to me because we already kind of knew this, but it kind of proves how some of these seasonal events are programmed a little bit differently than the main expansions and stuff. And then I'm thinking like, ooh, and then there's even less hope that Festival of the Lost will be cool this year, because it's not like they're going to be bringing in some new map or area.
I didn't even know about what Festival of the Lost.
Yeah.
They said it's going to go October 6th through November 3rd, and the new expansion's coming out November 10th. So we're still getting Festival of the Lost, but then also... I don't think Festival, unless they can switch this around on a dime, but, you know, Mercury was supposed to be going away, and Festival of the Lost was always, what, the Haunted Forest?
Oh, yeah.
So is it going away, but now they're going to bring it back last minute? I'm really curious what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll still get rid of Mercury, but have, like, the Festival of the Lost and the, I'm sure it'll probably be the same thing. Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll see. But I'm assuming they're going to remove all of those after, I mean, November 10th.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So I think we're good on that. But yeah, I have a feeling that it'll probably be the same. The trees, even with Mercury gone, they were probably still going to do that. Just kind of have it be Because it's only small.
That'd be the easiest. Yeah. So that's not going to be too crazy of a thing. And it's October 6th to November 3rd. It's almost a month. Now, super casual people have been pretty excited. Some people on our Discord and on Twitter said, I'm excited this got pushed back. It gives me more time to get everything done. Yeah. I get it. The only thing I worry about is if you're already like not getting that much stuff done, it's just going to push it back 2 more months. So you need to start working on it now. Are you still
me? Where you're just kind of, I've done everything.
So please start working on your rates. Everyone
I can get anarchy, and it's like even then, it's kind of like anyone else need anarchy, and my chat's like Bueller. No one. Okay. Like, I feel like I might have to bust out the console to do like helps and stuff like that, because I think more people on console need help. I know.
Kind of true.
People on PC, typically, if you're a PC gamer, you have like a squad, or if you don't, like, it's much easier for you to find people to help you. Whereas on console, it's a little more difficult to find people to game with, I guess.
Okay, so I'll be your pretend manager for now. So yeah, I got a month to do your console helps, and then a month from now, we're going to do D1 raid helps, okay?
Okay, PS4. Raid helps. You're going to have to help me, dude.
Well, yeah, we'll do it all together.
Me. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that no, would be fun, though. It would. Yeah. We'll see, though. I keep saying that. I feel like the day you see me doing console anarchy helps, you'll be like, that's it.
That's it. She's we're just going.
Hell is frozen over. Lives there on console.
Nothing else for her to do. Absolutely nothing else. with a controller. That'll be super fun in 30 frames.
Just get a Zim. I told our buddy Nalsy over here in the Guardian Hub that he jumped over to console to do the Spire run with me and a few others. And a lot of the guys that we play with do flip back and forth between both console and PC. I told him, if you're having trouble, just get a Zim, hook up your mouse and keyboard, you'll be fine. He says, yeah, but they're expensive.
Oh, dude, I'd get a Zim for it, for sure. The 30 frames are going to be rough, though. But I got so bored to the point where the other day, I was thinking about doing it for stream content. I lowered my frames to 30 and did like the console FOV. And was playing Crucible with it. And I'm like, this would be content for stream. Like having me do 30 frame console FOV on PC. It's like, oh God, what? I have nothing else to do. Is this really what I'm doing right now? I feel like my typing is not getting much better. I feel like I've reached a plateau.
You don't need to punish yourself for 30 frame field of view for PvP, but
for the raid stuff. I had the chicken mask on and everything, you know? I was having fun.
No, that's true.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing a lot, is trying to practice sniping. I feel like that is the one thing that I just need to get better at. Like, I've done everything on PvE I can, except for slow, low flow with Prophecy. I've not even stepped in that territory. I'll step in that territory when I get really bored next month, but I feel like mastering the art of PvP, that is the one thing that I put off and I just didn't want to do, and now that's what I am trying to do, is become better at sniping and playing PvP.
Sniping is definitely fun, and I'm not very good at it either, but when you hit the shots, it's like, man,
I know. I've hit some pretty good shots recently, but it's still... Well, you use a controller, right?
Correct.
What about plugging in the sticks? That aim assist helps. It does. It does. But I think would be even worse if I plugged in the sticks, honestly.
I don't know. I've
played them in so long. I haven't played on a controller.
Playing on PC, like, I can still shoot better. And I think Kingsley mentioned this, you know, you shoot better. But you're also playing against people that are much better than you.
Yep.
And they're getting me, and I cannot move. They can whip the controller, or they can whip a mouse into spot a lot quicker than you can use a controller to whip it in spot.
Uh-huh.
Unless you have your sensitivity turned way, way up, which I don't on mine. I have kind of right at the middle of the road.
And that's just regular PvP, right? Have you stepped foot in trials?
Not on PC. not on BC.
Grab a few beers. It's the only way to enjoy it on BC. Oh, my Lanta. I have my flawless title, but I was with two extremely good players and friends, and I don't know how they did it, but they managed to do it. Take me flawless 5 weeks in a row.
Nice.
Oh, I still don't know how they did it, but you know, it was a good time. We always knew Saturdays were trials days, and that we needed to have the beers and the wine close by.
I definitely have not done more than 1 week in trials.
See, I didn't mind it when I was grinding for the flawless title. I don't think I went up against a lot of hackers. I don't know. Most people like on PC, like just assume they're like, oh, that person, they hit a snipe. That person's good. But unless like they're blatantly like Harry Potter, like flying around the map, I still don't know how to spot a cheater. Like I don't. People try to explain it to me and I'm like, you just hit a good shot.
All right.
And then I mean,
people are that good
on trials report, and it's like 99% headshot efficiency, and I'm like, and like 300 kills with their new account, and I'm like, okay, never mind. That's probably a cheater,
right?
Yeah, I don't know how to either. And then you hear stories of people saying they get DDoSed on PSR. I'm like, I don't know, you know.
Xbox, like that. I know. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of too. Going back to console is, I mean, I have plenty of people that want to DDoS me probably, or they, and I've had people that have DDoSed me, and I've gotten a VPN for that, and I guess there's a way to hook up my VPN. I haven't figured that out. Like, do a VPN on a console. I'll have to figure all that out. But yeah, when you're a streamer and you're a girl, especially any streamer, successful streamer, you have people out there that have nothing better to do with their time, and
yeah,
it's funny to DDoS people.
Troll. So what's, be a nuisance.
What's your experience been like with connection-based matchmaking?
I definitely prefer... I'm one of those people that prefer it over skill-based. Because when you're with the, you know, with your buds in a sick stack, or if you're with your buds, it's not fun being like going up against... Because my KD's not great, but my friends, their KD's are great. And of course, if it's skill-based, we're going to go up against every Bob with his 2.8 KD. And I'm just sitting there with my barely above 1 KD. Mm-hmm. And it's every flipping like control match or a clash match is a sweat fest, or Iron Banner is. And definitely, I have seen a difference. And I really am enjoying that I can sit there and enjoy like a beer, talk to my chat, just everything's fine, and I don't have to sweat my ass off, you know. Like that's for comp. Save that for comp. I feel like, and I definitely like connection based more too, because you don't have people lagging all over the place, you know.
Oh yeah.
So it's definitely, I've been having a very good time with. I actually very much enjoyed Iron Banner.
Cool.
And I can't wait for it to come back, because that's the kind of stuff I love grinding. I do like doing PvP now for my pinnacles. That's pretty much my go-to, because it's something different, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it's something that I definitely need to improve on is PvP.
Nice. Yeah. I would say that people liking connection-based is probably, from just what I remember, probably the more unpopular opinion, but if it's what you like, it's what you like.
Popular? See, that's, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know. Because everyone that I, every community that I see, they all say they like connection more than skill.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just narrow focused on the few that I know that have expressed their opinions about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely enjoy it a lot better. So maybe I do have the smaller opinion, but it's
again, you like what you like, right?
Yeah.
Don't apologize for nothing.
I just enjoy not having to sweat my booty off every match.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good to hear that. So if you had to like take a cross section of your last 30 to 50 Crucible games, that you're definitely noticing more games were easy to win, and then there's mm-hmm. still hopefully some hard ones mixed in from time to time, just because it's connection based.
But I'm not a big fan of 6v6s anyway.
Gotcha.
You won't catch me in 6v6s unless to do my unless it's Iron Banner or Iron to Banner, do a yeah. Pinnacle. Because it's just too chaotic. Like I said, I enjoy practicing my snipes and it's just so chaotic for me when you have six people on the other team like shooting at you, you know? So I do a lot of my practicing in survival, which of course is skill based or glory based or whatever it is. And so I enjoy doing that a little bit more because I just think 6v6s are just super chaotic. I think most of these maps are too small for six people. A lot of them are.
Oh yeah. I mean, my opinion. that's why I can do better in sixes because there's a lot more of the team shooting going on.
Well, yeah. And like I said, it's better because but it's easier. I think
yes,
like, I can slack off and just run a shotgun and run around and it's okay. But I think that comp forces me to pay attention and become a better player, you know, because there's a lot more 1v1s or there are a lot more situations where you have to actually use your skill. <'Cause> I'm one of those people that it's like, I got my teammates here. Team shot. So, yeah, I've been enjoying PvP a little bit. Trials I haven't stepped foot in like a few weeks.
Flawless and done.
Flawless and I am out of here. I tried to do 3 win helps to help my community get summoner. Oh my god. It's insane. Like I can't even get out of the time. It's like, okay, we got the 3 wins. It took us 5 hours, but we did. Oh, on PC it's horrendous. Cuz you know, you only have the sweats really playing.
Right. Well, you're a saint for at least trying.
Yeah, because I had a few people get summoner. I only did it when summoner was out, because those are good guns, right? The auto and the. But now it's like everyone's using gnawing hunger.
That's yeah. Now. Yeah, I saw that quite a bit earlier when I was playing. But you are safe for doing that. I find that because I jump on for specific things, for me to sit for 5 hours and try to knock something out. Oh. I feel like if I don't get it done or it takes that long, right. Like I did not accomplish anything.
It did not take 5 hours to get 3 wins. That was over exaggeration. Maybe
okay, like 3 hours.
Maybe an hour. If it took 5 hours, I believe me, I would have already rage quit everything. No, no way for 1 3 win.
Right.
Yeah, it was an over exaggeration. We had to wipe our cards a few times, but we got there. And I mean, I know what. Drewski or the Frostbolt.
Well, you should be.
Oh, God, yeah.
What I'm hearing is you're going to carry me and Sin to a win.
Correct. Flawless titles.
Maybe we can try 3 wins if I'm up for it one day.
Sold.
Maybe.
Good compromise.
On console.
Yeah.
A lot of people do their carries. Like a lot of my PC friends hop on console to do their recovs or carries because it's so much easier on console. Yeah.
I believe it. I definitely believe it.
Because, of course, with the cross save, then it's like, okay, they did it on, you can pull your weapons over. There you go. There you go. But yeah, a lot of my friends are hopping on console to do those flawless recovs. A lot of people don't like recovs. That's another thing. That's like a debate of the Destiny century.
Well, people kind of another thing. Yeah. I mean, slightly similar topic, but do you enjoy, and I don't see anything wrong with it, just to have fun, but when these like little exploits come out on the PvE side, do you have fun hopping in stream and just playing with like when the Grandmaster Nightfall was bugged or farming the forges or things like that?
I did not do the Grandmaster. I didn't do that. I think that was only for
24 hours, I think.
Yeah, it was. And I think that was like a day that I just didn't. I wasn't playing the game. Or I take like Tuesdays off. I don't know. I will say I might have gotten in a fire team with friends and loaded in one or two. Because that was when the bug was with the armor. Like you could turn in your umbrals and get like +4s on
yes.
your armor. Like it was amazing.
I missed exploiting the crap out of that. I also missed exploiting the crap out of the farm.
Yeah. I see. I didn't do that. I haven't done either. Again, I haven't been doing as much PvE as I normally do. Gotcha. I like to do helps for other people, but I'm not big on like exploiting and farming for myself, like PvE, if that makes sense. Like
it does.
Unless I leave my computer on overnight and
I take that back. I did the farm one time as we were doing the podcast and we were talking about it just to see what it was about. So I did do it a couple times.
So,
but I was there. I didn't leave it idle.
Hard? Well, wasn't it like the ads were still what 1080 or something?
The
ads were, or and you weren't like you.
Oh, I was talking about the
Oh, were you talking about the forge
farming? Yeah, the forge farming.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that. That was about the extent of it. I only did it a couple times.
Oh, yeah. You got to leave the PC on and farm mm-hmm. that all night.
Yeah. I didn't. I was a pleb. I didn't.
The greatest part was going to bed with your like chicken mask on, right, in game, and like you wake up and you got returned to orbit, and you're like, what kind of person? A light level like 7-something where everyone's just trying to AFK farm is actually trying to do the actual
right
the actual forge and force me to return to orbit. There were some people I know that were so thirsty about it that they were just logging and just to complete them to mess up other people that were AFKing them. I'm like, that's cruel.
Yeah, I think you had cruel. To try to get below 750s you could even not catch the sum of those people.
Like 690 people were like were matchmaking super low and then they'd put on like higher armor and like solo the forge. My gosh, ain't nobody got time for that just because you're salty about people. Oh boy,
but I could see those things, and especially since Bungie does seem to patch some things that they can quickly, like the things that are server-based or whatever. I think it's fun to see streamers doing that stuff. If you can fit it in for what your goal is, I don't see any problem with it, you know?
Oh, I was dying in a glad stream.
Yes. didn't he have just like gerbils or something popping up and down?
And he's like, I'm here, I swear, this is not an AFK farming stream. And he wasn't even like talking. I guess on his phone, talking to chat that way or something. I don't even know.
And I mean, that's pushing it to the extreme. Has
like 5,000 viewers.
AFK I know, farming. Right? So,
and Bungie's like, all right, this has got to go, dude.
Yeah, this is out of control.
That's enough. I'm pretty sure they patched it like the next day.
Yeah, they patched it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. These little things are great. Memories in a way. There's no reason life's short, right? Let's have fun. They're going to get patched. It's a game. Yep. Don't get mad at each other. Have fun in it if you can for a second. If you want to, if you're Pierce and don't want to, that's fine also. And then just move on, you know?
Yeah. And that's also something that Glad brought up was it's so funny how you can do that. And Bungie's like, all right, yep, our fault. We'll patch it. But then like he got banned from Anthem for doing something, not even the fraction of like, it wasn't even really exploiting the game that much. And he got banned from Anthem for doing it.
I remember, that's no bueno. Yeah.
And now Anthem has like, what, 40 viewers on Twitch, if that?
Probably. Maybe if it's lucky.
Yeah, it's like, don't ban your player base for
playing the game.
It's not like they're cheating. You know what I mean? It's your mistake. Fix it. That's what you have to do. Like, why are you going to ban someone that especially has a lot of thousands of viewers and brings people to your game? You know, not a very good marketing tactic, but that's why I love Bungie. They're good sports.
They are
hilarious. And then you have people working that work at Bungie and they're tweeting pictures of them AFK on a forge. That's the greatest.
There you go.
That's when you know they're good sports.
Oh yeah. That's why I love Bungie. They're just they always I feel like they're people that work there are just they're just good people, you know? They're very relatable. Play with their they're always on the right side, you know. They were on supporting female side. I reached out to a lot of female streamers and what can we do to like help? You know, what can we do to help with this harassment? That's why I have nothing but respect for Bungie. And while they continue being great people, I will continue to play their game, even if I am bored sometimes. But I will 100%. Always support this game. Yeah, because of them. Definitely. Yep.
Well, you know, we all talk Destiny here, but any other games that are on your horizon that you're looking forward to?
Cyberpunk.
I don't know a lot about it. I haven't really. I'm always so Destiny oriented.
Destiny it is then.
That's not true.
Destiny.
I've seen you play another game.
I played Final Fantasy.
I didn't see that. I did see you do the Jackbox party.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For fun.
But that's just the side. Yeah. That's...
I was supposed to do that with my brother, and we never got to it.
But those are fun.
I will say that's when I am not playing Destiny, I am playing on my Switch. Like, I'm cozied up on, like, the couch playing my Switch.
Nice.
Animal Crossing, or what do you like?
I've been playing, like, three different games recently. I went back to Breath of the Wild, Zelda, and I'm, like, 100%ing it. It's a really good Zelda game. And then Pokemon, the new DLC came out. So I've been grinding that. And then Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing is like my sleepy time game.
Mm-hmm.
I get kind of burnout of Animal Crossing though. Because it's kind of just doing the same thing over and over.
It's very I can imagine, yeah.
So that's why it's really only good for me for when I want to go to sleep. It's a very relaxing game.
Yeah, so there's a DLC for Pokemon?
Yes, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Nah, yep. My daughter loves that game, so I gotta find out. I gotta learn more about this DLC.
Oh yeah, it's $30 in the Switch store, but it's worth it. And there's like a whole—I don't even know everything about it. Like friends that play Pokemon competitively were telling me, but all I know is I like to have a party of Eevee evolutions, and I'm trying to get shiny Eevees. All I know, shiny. Probably don't even know what shinies are. I'm not.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I don't know myself, but it's still the game a little bit.
when we first got it, I played it like a couple nights, and then after that, I hadn't had the time for it.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a grindy game. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that is for sure.
Definitely got to catch them all and level them all.
Yeah, I completed the 400 Pokédex. I caught 400 of them.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like I said, it's a grind. It is definitely a grind. But yeah, other than that, I haven't really. I don't know if I'm looking forward to anything else really.
Well, let's just kind of finish then with what are you looking forward to in Destiny? I mean, we know with the expansion coming up, we know a lot of what's happening, but I'm always curious of people like, do you want more strikes, more PvP maps, more this or that? I mean, do you have any kind of hopes?
A raid. I'm so excited for a new raid. New raid in VOG. That's my thing. I love raid. Love raid.
Well, yeah.
And
me too.
We only got one this year. So, I mean, I know that's how D1 was. You only got one a year. Okay, listen.
And you're going to like it.
I did not play D1. I am used to D2 where like, oh my goodness, how many raids do we get for...
Two or three a year sometimes.
Yeah, we got a last
three
wish,
in year one
scourge, and then yeah, and three in year two
because
we got last wish and then scourge and then crown of sorrow. I was like, yes, I was never bored because you know doing sherpas and stuff like that. But I mean, one raid, you do the one raid, you do your help, and then you two man it, and then it's kind of like, okay, now what? Other than to get my pinnacle gear.
So, yeah, now what? So we have the raid coming, but from what I understand, Vault of Glass isn't coming until a little bit later.
2021, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it's going to come later on in the year, so it's still going to be hopefully two raids at least.
Mm-hmm.
So the new one coming out in, I guess, November, and then Vault of Glass, which is still technically new to me, so I think it'll be, you know, it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure they're going to add, like you said, champions and stuff like that. So it'll definitely be more difficult. And I'm very excited for raids. That's always what I'm excited for. And I'm really hoping that they fix trials a little bit. Like, they give us more incentive to play, or like the casual players more incentive to play, you know? That way more people get into it and more people want to play it. So every match isn't just a sweat fest. Or like, I don't know how many times, like on my 7th game, I got matched against like flipping like Drewskis or like Imtash or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, come on. You know, it's like, you know, there's a problem when I'm getting matched with like streamers, like every other car, like big streamers, you know?
Yeah.
So I would like them to give us a little more for PvP, you know?
And I think there are some plans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some trial stuff. They're going to, I forget what all the details were, if they even told us much, but that'll be good.
I'll grind it for the new armor alone too. I love that trials armor. I like the glow and how it looks. I haven't taken it off any of my characters. But
if you had to guess, do you think this expansion would be bigger than Shadowkeep? I mean, I'm hoping bigger myself.
There's going to be a new subclass. So I'm already excited. I already think it's kind of going to be, because that's the first time they've ever done that. You know, what is it? Ice? It's going to be
stasis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like stasis.
Icy. Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. I'm interested to see how that works too. You know, like, what are you going to be able to stop guardians in their tracks? Is that I'm super excited, because you know that's what stasis means. It means stop, static, you know. So I'm very excited to see that new subclass. So I already think it's going to be complete, you know, because we got all these new subclasses when did we get all of our new middle trees?
Forsaken, right?
Forsaken, yeah. Yep. So I think it's going to be probably more the size of Forsaken.
Yeah, I'm hoping. It's got to be.
Forsaken was amazing. Yeah. And the way that I see it is, Bungie was still with Activision for Shadowkeep, you know, like that. I mean, they weren't with them when it came out, but when they were developing it. So this is kind of going to be the year that we really get to see Bungie make something completely by themselves without, you know, Activision. So I'm really hoping that they're gonna do good things, and I am hoping that, and I'm sure everyone else too. But I mean, I think it's great that they already announced like the next 3 years too. Like, I'm excited for the Sabathun year.
Oh, for sure. That's my favorite stuff.
Else is. I'm not a big lore buff, but I'm pretty excited to see how that plays out for sure.
Well, it's good news that they have that plan.
Kingsley.
Yes.
First, I must say, my guess that Wrath of the Machine is coming back, although it wasn't as soon as I thought it was going to be, it is coming back.
Well, hopefully. But I'm guessing
the content vault
at least
is definitely coming
another
back.
Year after this year, but hopefully. We'll see. Yeah.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm sure they will bring, I'm thinking that they might bring just all of the D1 raids, you know? I mean,
hopefully, yeah.
You might as well. It's quote unquote recycled content, but I mean, at least
it's fun
stuff for us to do. You know what I mean? More raids. Like, if you can't come up with like two or three different raids a year, then, you know, because it's just a lot, of course, coming out with three brand new raids in 1 year. Like, that's crazy to think of that. You know what I mean? I can't believe they did that for the first. So, I mean, honestly, if they gave us a new raid and then a recycled D1 raid, or one or two of them, I would be happy. I'd be more than happy.
And here's the thing. The D1 raids already have so much built into them. By the end of D1, they had three different modes. They had a normal, a hard, and a harder. And then they had these challenge modes, too. So they already have so much that they can, when they bring these back, it's like, it's Vault of Glass would actually, if they bring all modes of it, which I don't know that they would, but it would already blow out of the water any other raid that only has at most two different modes.
I mean, that's something I really miss is prestige layers too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, get this. So on the hard mode, if you don't remember, but hard mode on D1, when someone dies, you can't revive at all.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if they would, because they're used to we're used to the token system. So I don't know if they will, just because they're bringing the raid back, that they'll keep that. Maybe they'll just keep it how we have it right now with token systems. But I think they should have three different modes on raids, like a normal easy for training people. And then maybe like a token system like we're used to now. That's the middle mode. And then the hard mode where we can't revive at all if someone dies.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I hope they would do something. Because, I mean, it's not that difficult to add something like that, you know? I mean, it's not like they're writing a new raid. But I think a lot of people complained about not having prestige layers anymore. So maybe they're typically very good at listening to the community. Very good. Of course.
Yeah.
So maybe they will. I hope I do. I like the restricted loadouts too, and only having three tokens. Like, I really enjoyed that, and I hope they do something like that. And I didn't even know there was like an easy, normal, and hard in D1. I had no
clue. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Well, by the end, they added all that, and I keep hoping they'll add more here, but which they can eventually.
And they have.
We'll see.
And they're also taking it away and putting it in the vaults.
Yeah, that's sad. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be sad about the raids leaving.
Yes.
And it's going to be pretty sad.
It's just been with us for so long. So it's weird to be gone when the game is still here in a way.
Always something I like went back to if I got super bored. I'm like, yeah, I haven't done a Leviathan in a minute. That'll be. Or like people that are new to the community, done the new raids, but haven't stepped foot in a Leviathan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm going to miss them a lot. I wish they would get rid of like the planet. At least like give us like do weekly rotations of the old raids. You know what I mean? Like have 1 week be Leviathan, the next week be Eater. If they can't, but I know that would be difficult.
Yeah.
Rotate a whole raid. But I mean, they bring trials every weekend. It'd probably be easy to rotate raids. We'll see.
I hope so. Yeah, there's so many things we hope, but yeah.
Of course. But yes, that is what I'm most looking forward to for the new season is the new subclass, Stasis. I'm very excited for that. It'll be fun figuring out a new subclass. And then, that's something that they haven't done at all. It's History of Destiny. It's always been three, you know, Arc,
yep.
Void, and Solar. So I'm excited for that. And it looks like it's going to play into the story pretty well. I haven't been reading every single... I'm kind of up to date on everything that's coming out, but it's an icy planet, right?
Europa.
Yes, yeah, Europa. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. I'm just excited for... I try not to get too excited, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to be let down, but... I'm excited for this new subclass and how it plays with the story.
Yeah, it's okay to be excited about it.
Yeah. And the dark
stuff.
Wielding the darkness.
Yes.
That'll be super fun, I think. And then, of course, the new raids. Those are always what I look forward to in the new raid. Getting a team together and trying to day one clear it. It's always difficult to do.
I hope I can try that again. It's been those power requirements that's been hard as just moderate hardcore player, not a crazy hardcore player, to get leveled up enough
you gotta take the week off from work to do that. I mean, 24/7 grinding.
yeah
that would be rough.
Yeah.
At least that's easier for Kingsley, not as easy for me.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what we can do soon.
I liked Crown of Sorrow where it was just the same day.
I'm gonna just tell him I like
one day off to grind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'll tell them when I have a fever and coughing.
Oh, there you go.
Then I'll tell them I'll go get tested, wait a day.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait 2 days to get the results back.
I mean, you could just do that.
Just got to do what you got to do because it's time off.
Just got to do what you got to do. to get that one clear, dude.
November 10th, it's getting closer to the winter season. People getting sick.
Truly.
So, just so you know, that would be the only way that I ever get time off, to let you know how much I actually work. I got told Saturday that I wouldn't have a day off this coming week because the GM is on vacation and they want to have two managers there. Wow. And then the following week, it's always tradition or custom that we work the last 3 days of the month, regardless of our days off, for the end of month.
Well, you work at a car dealership, right?
Yes. So I'll be working six days next week too.
I just bought a car on the last day.
Shame on you for not buying it for me.
I'm in Florida.
So?
In Florida.
Yeah, but you're from up in this area. It's no excuse.
No, it's a nice car. And I like buying it from the dealership here because you can get everything done now.
Gotcha. What did you end up getting?
I was going to... Okay. Listen. I figured you're only young one. And I had saved a lot of money, and I was like, well, I'm not spending this money on myself. I'm very good at just saving money, right? And it's my bachelorette car, right? It's a white BMW convertible.
Nice.
2019. It's got a hard top, so you click a button, it looks like a transformer. It's amazing. And I bought it quote unquote used with 4,000 miles. I got an insane deal on it. Really good deal.
Good.
It only had 4,000 miles and it was used. So yeah. I bought my dad's old BMW and he still had like the warranty on it where I'd get my oil changed and get it serviced for free at a BMW garage, right? That's why I like BMW. They have really good service. But I walked in there to get the old BMW and I saw that one and I was like, and I walked out with a new car.
Well, congrats.
That's how car dealerships get you.
I had planned on getting a new car, though.
Yeah.
I had planned on, I just wasn't expecting it to be that day because I really wanted to get my credit up because I do want to buy a house. And I have not, you know, leased or bought a car. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't done that yet. So I figure nothing better to help eventually get a house than have a show that I can pay off a car.
Yes. Car loans are actually good if you're building credit.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Because I had just bought this one off of my dad, you know, just gave him the cash for it. So I don't have, like, other than my credit card, I just didn't have a lot of credit. So that's what I'm doing. With
so
a car
this...
that was like $20,000 more than I was expecting.
Hey, is this the picture in your Twitter? It has kind of like a beige and then black for the like the wheel and the interior.
Yeah, it's beige inside. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, looking at your Twitter feed. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
It is a very beautiful car. That is for sure. So like I said, it's like my bachelorette car in Florida. I mean, if you live in Florida, sometimes you gotta. I wanted a convertible. That's all I knew.
You gotta live.
Gotta live, you know.
You gotta live, live. You gotta live.
And I grew. My first car was a Fiat.
I remember pictures of that on your car.
My Fiat. It served me like 120,000 miles, and still up and running. I sold it. Well, didn't really. I just kind of gave it away because it's a Fiat with 120,000 miles.
Right.
There's little cars. But it served me well. That tiny little Fiat. But yeah. That's kind of what I've been up to. Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else on your mind about Destiny that we didn't talk about tonight?
Oh, yeah, Destiny.
No, it's mine. Just in case there was anything. I always like asking people. What else is on your mind? But
well, it is the best number episode ever, so we can have all the tangents in the world.
Well, if anyone listening needs their anarchy or any exotic helps, I'm your girl on PC.
Yes, we will definitely
bribe me to get on console.
Maybe we can do that. But in the meantime, everyone, yes, Liv can be a great resource. Of course, we'll be asking your information, putting it in the show notes. But yeah, this is the time to start following her if you have not yet. And watch your streams. Seriously, people.
We like to have fun.
Do it now.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
You know, we already asked you on episode 14. We have a tradition of asking people what their favorite dessert is. So what do we got to ask this time, Sen?
Favorite adult beverage.
Ooh. Well, that's a tough one. Oh, I don't know if I know. It depends on the day.
Well, I do know you drink wine an awfully lot, especially on stream. So if it makes it easier, you can always go with favorite wine.
No, I could go with favorite wine. Yeah, I like a good cab. A good Cabernet.
As a good cab, as in what?
Cabernet.
Brand.
Cabernet.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. What brand?
Oh, what brand?
Like, yeah,
oh,
like name.
Dude, I don't have a brand.
Oh, whatever, come on. Whatever, everybody's got to go to
that flipping Sam's Club, dude.
Hey, that works.
I like dry reds. That's all I know.
The one in the box, right?
Oh God, no! Not box. Let's have a little bit of class. Come on. But yeah, no. Wine. I've been enjoying some mixed drinks too. I don't know if you've heard of that, but there's this like sparkling flavored water. It's called ice, and they're like in the bottles. You probably haven't seen them, but they've got like, yeah, they're carbonated flavored water, and they taste like soda, and they have zero calories, like zero everything across the board. And like, you can mix those bad boys with like rum or vodka. And I mean, it makes a really good mixed drink. And I've been trying to, since I moved to Florida, I've been trying to watch my weight.
Oh yeah. Like ice. Yeah. Ice. I know what you're talking about.
They're like but they're really good. I mean, they have no sugar.
I feel like I haven't tried them yet, but I see them all over the place.
They're really good. Like, it tastes like a soda, but much healthier than a soda.
Well, yeah.
Definitely try them out.
Yeah.
Definitely try them out. And they're amazing mixers. Like, they come with like a ginger. Yep. There's a ginger lime mixer. Flavor. I couldn't drink ginger lime alone. But you mix that and make like a nice mule or something. Pretty good.
Oh, I love mules.
Mm-hmm. But it's mule without the however many calories of a ginger beer, you know?
true.
Yeah. If you're trying to watch your weight. But yeah, that's kind of been my drink of choice, is mixing those ices with either like a vodka or rum.
That's interesting. I'm pretty sure I saw an ice bottle lingering around earlier today.
Yeah.
That had lemonade. Was that an ice bottle? Yeah, apparently that was an ice bottle.
Yeah, I think there's lemonade flavor.
So, mm-hmm. My source confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So they're really good. If you're addicted to soda, or if anyone is, you should go for this, because it is a great alternative.
Our next podcast idea between Sin, Kingsley, and Liv is D1 raid carries while we're talking about mixed ice drinks.
Raid carries with mixed ice drinks. There we go. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. For our yearly podcast.
Yeah.
You can have me on for 169 next. How about that?
Okay. So that means we have to stick around that long, Sin?
Oh, man.
We were going to end with this episode.
I hear the magic number was like 150. Everybody dies because after
150. No, we have to die at 169 at least.
Yeah.
If you're going to die, you at least go to the next 69.
Okay, Liv, I had 69 clears of Leviathan, and then Moments of Triumph came out. And I'm like, I need one more now.
Did you see my tweet of Crown of Sorrow?
I didn't.
Like a bunch of Crown of Sorrow helps, and I would like leave. I think I like had like 10 extra Crown of Sorrows that weren't on my, like, there's a lot of red dots on my raid report from just leaving, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I had 69 clears and I didn't want to ruin it.
Yeah, well.
And I was so upset. I was like, Bungie, please do something about the raid report. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
And now I have over 70 now, but I was very sad to see the 69 turn into a 70. And now I don't care. And I do like the Revoke or the Terrible helps.
Yeah.
Revoker helps, right. Right.
But yeah. Same weapon. Potato, potato.
Yeah. Meanwhile, most people are like, I farmed this many raids to get top 100 raid clears across the board. And I'm on this leaderboard. And I'm like, dude, I leave raids to keep the number 69 on my raid report.
There you go.
That's the difference.
Yeah. It's all about having fun.
Yep.
What all matters most.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I appreciate you guys having me on the show again.
Yeah, Liv, thanks so much. Such a pleasure having you on.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me join for the 69th, even though I kind of myself.
She strong-armed her way into it.
You said 69th, and I was like, dang it. I want to be on that. And you're like, oh, okay.
It was pretty much, oh, you have somebody on? Nope. All right, I'm there.
Excellent. Oh,
and I have something else to say. Wednesday night, you guys might want to follow me on Twitter or tune into the stream. There is something new coming out. I'm sure she won't care. There is an all-girls scrim team. Okay? They're called Scrim Queens. Okay? The Twitter is Scrim Queens GG. And we're going to be doing those every single week. And it's going to be, you know, how there's always like competitive PvP scrim, stuff like that. And my friend Vixen has put together a team to do female scrims so more females can get into the competitive PvP scene. There's not that much of a competitive PvP scene, but I mean, there's still like 10K tourneys, you know, they have those. And I will be doing that Wednesday. So something interesting and new, because you know me, I'm very supportive of the females in the community.
Yeah.
So yes, instead of Scream Queens, it's Scrim
Queens. Scrim Queens. GG.
Mm-hmm. We will be doing that on Wednesday, the very first female scrim. Well, the first official one, I guess. That's actually got like an account and everything like that. So if anyone likes competitive PvP, there you go. I almost forgot about that.
Oh, and my friend
kind of put it together, and she wants me to play. I'm like, okay, I'm not that great, but I will do what I can to give it the exposure that it deserves. Because like, she's really good at PvP, her and the people that are on the teams. Like, they're very, very good, but I will play with them too. But I am not as good as them.
Like, they're definitely all about the fun.
Oh yeah. But like, so this Wednesday is night too. Yeah. Like actual.
So that Wednesday that is starting on
this Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
I gotta look up the date. I'm bad with numbers.
22nd. Yep.
Which by the time I have this edited and recorded, it'll be out before then.
Yes.
So as you're listening, be sure to check that out.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let me slide that in.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And just go ahead, because you can say it better than us, if you don't mind giving everyone your info for your Twitch channel, Twitter, all the above. So
plug the deets.
Follow you. Yes, my Twitch is twitch.tv/lockandloadlive. And it's the same on Twitter across the board.
Really lock and load live.
Yep. Really just on Twitter and Twitch. That's where I stream. No YouTube yet. But yep. That's where you can find me.
Got it. Everyone follow. All right on. Sin, we can give our shout outs really quick and then we'll close this episode up and be sad to move on to 70 next week.
Oh man. We incremented that one number.
69.9?
Yes.
69.69 each episode.
We could do points afterwards. But either way, you can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia, typically where I stream once per week, maybe. Or over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, slide us out.
Right on. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places. On Twitch, where I stream occasionally, mostly when I'm raiding, and on PlayStation and Steam. On Twitter, though, I am MC Kingsley. You can find our show at our lovely website, theguardianhub.com, and also on Twitter as The Guardian Hub.
That's the best hub on the net.
It is the best hub on the net. So thanks again, everyone, for tuning in another week, listening here. And we wish you all well and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.